Track 8, Langham Doan. Norfolk Magazine subscriber John Bennett takes a step back in time at a fascinating museum.
RAF Langham was an active airfield for 18 years, playing a key role in both the Second World War and the Cold War. One of the only six remaining wartime gunnery centres, today the museum is a complete working restoration of a once highly secret site. It may be small, but Langham Doan is packed with extraordinary stories, including its surprising claim to fame as the birthplace of virtual reality in the 1940s. It's the perfect day out for anyone with an interest in military history. Norfolk Magazine subscriber John Bennett was the winner of our competition to enjoy an exclusive, fully guided visit to this remarkable wartime installation. John has been a subscriber since 2013 and lives in Dereham. Here is his review. Had you ever visited Langham Doan before?
I moved to Norfolk only 12 years ago, but have been visiting here since the mid-1950s, so I've seen a lot of change, including the dwindling visible military presence. I enjoy reading about Norfolk and exploring, but the village of Langham, tucked away just inland from Blakeney, hadn't featured on any itinerary, even when holidaying as close as Holt and Weybourne. I thought I knew much of what our county has to offer. Well, I'm happy to admit that I was wrong.
What was your first impression?
Arriving, we were impressed by three things. The dome shape of the building, rather obvious. The Spitfire in the grounds, swooping into the wind. It's effectively a wind vane. And the warmth of the welcome from Patrick Allen, Chair of the Board of Trustees, Mark Glaister, volunteer and author of a book on the history of Langham Dome, and Scott Eltringham, the manager of the museum.
What were the highlights of the visit and what interesting things did you learn?
Visiting Langham Dome for the first time, I found a surprising gem, which, while the creation of Second World War necessity, it also shines a light on modern military techniques and challenges such as the transition from conventional to asymmetric warfare. The presentation on the origins of Langham Dome and the role of Henry Stevens, whose ancestors were famed for fountain pen ink, and his invention of the projection and firing setup, was an entertaining as well as informative. His system for training anti-aircraft gunners was the first example of virtual reality, calibrating the off-target firing for the target's height, speed, direction and altitude. To understand this, you really must visit and see for yourself. The history of RAF Langham can also be traced through the displays, and for the children there are activities such as the chance to practice Morse code. And, of course, no attraction is complete without a souvenir shop and some refreshments.
What's your verdict on your visit?
Whether you are a born and bred Norfolk resident or you have visitors that you want to entertain, an hour or two at the Dome will be well worth your while. Find out more at langhamdome.org.